NPR's Business News looks at the pickup in China's economy. Chinese officials today said that their economy grew strongly in the most recent quarter. China's economy is on track to meet the official target of 8% growth for this year. And from Shanghai, NPR's Louisa Lim has more.
China's economy grew by 8.9% in the third quarter of this year, the fastest pace of growth for a year. Industrial production is also up, as are retail sales. So the overall picture is positive, according to Standard Chartered economist Li Wei.
This is very strong GDP growth, and I think the economic recovery is now becoming broader.
In factories in the more developed coastal regions, labour shortages are emerging, which some read as a sign of economic recovery. Here in Suzhou Industrial Park, home to some 14,000 factories, there have been two waves of shortages. The first happened when workers went to their home villages for Chinese New Year and didn't come back, fearing job cuts. More recently, the shortage has worsened since September, as Christmas orders ramped up production. However, these factories laid off so many people last year, they're still not back to pre-crisis levels of staffing. Kang Yue is deputy director of the park's labor bureau.
The first time we were lacking around 5,000 workers. Now we're lacking 20 to 30,000. China has 1.4 billion people. How can it be that we can't find any people? Where have all the people gone?
At Positec Power Tool Factory, they're short of around 200 people, or 10% of the workforce. They're doing everything they can to attract new talent, hiking up wages by 10%, building new dorms and a canteen for workers, and offering better welfare. But factory manager Osan Wang says it's still tough.
It's very difficult to get people to come here. It's not because we have problems. It's just that central China and the West is developing very fast. The government is investing a lot of resources in infrastructure, and that needs lots of workers.
Just across town, an army of migrant workers heading home for supper proves this point. They're working on a new $50 billion high-speed rail network linking Shanghai and Beijing. It's a central plank of the government's $586 billion stimulus package to kickstart the economy. It's certainly helping construction workers like Si Xigun, who was feeling the impact of the global financial crisis in his last factory job.
I quit the factory because my family's needs were too great and it didn't pay enough. The salary here is much higher. We earn almost $300 a month, more than double what we made in the factory.
The problem is that such government-funded infrastructure projects are driving China's economic recovery. One estimate is that 88% of the growth in the first half of this year was tied to such fixed asset investment. And Li Wei says that momentum is likely to fade in the second half of next year, with nothing as yet replacing it.
The current momentum in the economic recovery is kind of unsustainable. I do not see private consumption picking up. I do not see income growing. I do not see saving rate going to fall anytime soon. That certainly worries me a little bit.
The fact that China hasn't yet managed to stimulate domestic consumption means that its recovery is of limited benefit to the rest of the world. It's good news for commodity exporters like Australia and Brazil. But analysts say while China's comeback is improving global confidence, it isn't yet driving global growth. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.